Mom, it's here! Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast. I am filled with energy and excitement, not so much because we had a couple of weeks off, which we gave ourselves. I mean, it was the holidays, after all. And when the holidays come on a Friday, when you've got, and by the holidays, I mean Christmas and New Year's, when they come on a Friday, that just means 2 weeks off. So we discussed this amongst ourselves. That would be me, Jeff, and then Jeff called me, and then I talked to Jeff, and we kind of ran it by Johnny, and that was it. Big meetings. But anyway, we decided, oh, it's the holidays. Who's got time to sit in front of a computer screen and make stuff, or secondly, listen to stuff? So you were out busy shopping and all that stuff. So we decided, okay, we'll take a couple of weeks and just refresh. Well, that's, as I said, not the reason for my excitement. The reason for my excitement, ladies and gentlemen, if you know me at all, you know technical and Stoney Richards are not two words that blend together on any screen. No, doesn't happen at all. So what we did is we got a piece, and I'm going to run it for you in a little bit, that I've been wanting to do, and it was recorded, as we say, as they say in the business, in the field, as it were. And but now with new technology, there's that word again. We used to do stuff like this years ago when you would carry, pardon the expression, tape recorders and microphones. And you had perhaps an engineer, a sound person, who would be able to make this work. And then you got it, and he or she said, oh, sounds good. And then they put it up on some machine, and then, oddly enough, there it was in the program. Well, the world has changed in the past 20 years, and by gosh, you know, we now have what we call iPhones, or, you know, these things that we carry. And so it occurred to me, oh, I was out yesterday running, you know, and it occurred to me, oh my gosh, this is such a cool trail. I'll share it with everybody on the podcast. So I whipped out the iPhone, and remember, that's whipped out the iPhone, thank you very much, and recorded this little piece. It was about a minute long. And, oh, my gosh, it turned out great, and I loved it. And, oh, this is cool. I'll be able to put it in the podcast. We'll get it up on the air. You folks be able to hear it. Well, I got back to the studio here and went to load it. And, yeah, you know, the error messages and little triangles with surprise marks in them, exclamation points. I call them surprise marks. Not going to go. Not going to. Oh, my gosh, phone calls. How do we fix this? Well, we tried and tried and tried, lo and behold. But I will say this, ladies and gentlemen. The Apple stock, even though the stock market has been kind of crazy, Apple stock has just been going phenomenally well, even though they're down a little bit. And there's good reason, because Apple products find a way to work, or I find a way to make them work. And what it was, and for those of you who might be technically minded, unlike myself, if you record something in whatever it is on your phone that has a little digital, you know, it's a little digital recorded voice memos. If you record something in voice memo and you save it, it records it in something that you can't open it up with on a lot of different files. So what, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's the technical hour with Stoney Richards. So anyway, I put it in the voice memos, couldn't get it open. It occurred to me, GarageBand. GarageBand has a thing that you can transfer something from M4A to an MP3. And so by putting it in my iTunes, which you can also find this program on, I was able to then open it up. And I'm saying this really so I can remember it. You go to share, export song to disk, and then you compress using MP3, and then you save it wherever you're going to save it, and then you get it here. You get another program. That's about as far as I understand. All I know is that I clicked a bunch of things that had check marks, and no exclamation points came up, And by God, it saved it. So I got a feeling 2016 is going to be a damn good year. This program is called Live from the Center, and it's about 25 minutes of stuff like this. So welcome to the program. It's here on my website at stonyrichards.com. It's also available as a free podcast on iTunes. I say with glory and blessing, you can get it there as well. So listen to it constantly and often. Jeff Horowitz, of course, is the webmaster for this. Johnny Grieco, the musical maestro for this program, and I get to do all the talking. So I hope you had a good holiday. I hope you were happy with what you got for Christmas if you exchanged presents. Not everybody does. And I hope you had some good time off and everything went well for you. I am planning to run in the Los Angeles Marathon in February. February 14th, Valentine's Sunday in Los Angeles. So this is the time of the year. We're just back now. It's January, where the last number of months I've been training. If you're training back east, western Pennsylvania is kind of our base of operations here. The weather hasn't been all that bad, but it hadn't been all that good either. I mean, it was we had 50s and 60 degree temperatures around Christmas time here, so it was great. But recently, it's kind of gotten cold, and when you're training for a marathon, you have to get the long runs in. And I mean, 15, 20 miles to get yourself up for the run. So anyway, we had a beautiful day the other day, and I went out for a run, and I thought, I'm just going to have to share this with you. And thanks to the technological advancements of Apple products and perhaps my own brain, here we are.
Haven't done this since we used to tour Hawaii and Finland and do travel theme months, but here I am in the woods in western PA. Snow just below the tree line. It's snow. You go up maybe 25 feet, and it's just hard trail, because the sun could get to it. Where I am now, the trees block all the sun. But the snow, it's kind of frosty. It's not really snow. It sounds like running on the beach, and suddenly I'm back in July at Rehoboth Beach, and I can hear the surf in my head. It's really cool. 46 degrees, you get a day like this in January, you got to get out and run. Some people call it training for a marathon. I call it just getting out.
Prouder of that than maybe I should be, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, Pittsburgh is a place where there is a great diaspora. A lot of people have left and gone to other places, and no matter where you go, it doesn't make any difference. You see people wearing Pittsburgh stuff. People don't do this with other cities. You don't see a lot of people with Detroit on them, or Tampa, or Kansas City, but you do with Pittsburgh. It's like people are saying, I left, and I want you to know I left, and this is the place I left. So, as I always say, no matter where you go, you find people that are from Pittsburgh, and that's why we started with our weekly letter from home, because no matter where you go, there simply seems to be no place like home. So welcome to this segment of the Stony Richards Live from the Center podcast. We do this segment every week, and in this segment, we just cover the stuff that's happened in the past week. Sometimes it's nothing, sometimes it's a lot, but you need to know this stuff, and I broadcast this also on my weekly show on Saturdays on KDKA, so that goes around the world on the web, and then you also hear it here on the podcast. So here we go. We talked for weeks about winter not being here, and now we want it to go. Okay, we had single-digit temps, we had a dusting of snow, we had some parkway tie-ups. Moving on. Yes, it's only January, but it's an El Nino winter. Bring on the heat. Bring on the tornadoes, the ticks, and the drought. Oh, that's coming. Oh, by the way, Happy New Year. We know it's the new year because, well, all of our Christmas trees are on the curb like some crumpled fender benders on the turnpike. Ours was just taken away today. It sat there so stately. It was a beautiful tree, one of the prettiest trees we've had in years. And I loved the tree, and it didn't lose its needles, and took it out to the street the other day, and it laid by the curb, and it didn't have its lights or its ornaments, but it still had a classiness about it. And then today, they showed up, two trucks, one with a driver, the other with a driver and a passenger, and that man, no doubt, a union man, got out, actually picked the tree up and put it into the chipper, and in no time, it was just reduced simply to chips. That's the way it ends for Christmas trees. We never tell them that when we purchase them in the weeks before Christmas. Speaking of electronics, the new electronics have all been updated, I'm sure, in your house. The exchanges have been made, and woe is you to try and wait for the restock of those great winter socks from L.L. Bean or REI that you got in the wrong size. How about something for your bike instead? I find myself doing that. It's like, oh, you don't have the socks. Well, maybe I need these gloves that got things that allow me to talk with my iPhone. Yeah, things that perhaps you would not get. But now, since they don't have the socks, you've got to make a choice. Pittsburgh made another list for five places to visit, live, love, work, whatever. I'm losing track because we're on so many lists here. And I wonder if we're making the lists as this wonderful place. If we are making these lists as such a wonderful place, how come so many people from Pittsburgh live all over the world and not here? Well, maybe that's something Mayor Bill will want to celebrate as we get ready for the Pittsburgh Bicentennial. I know some Republicans heard me say bicentennial, and they say, we don't support any of that LGBT crap anyway. Okay, Senator Santorum, I'm talking about Pittsburgh being 200 years old starting in March. That kind of bicentennial. You get it? Festivities are set to kick off in March, as March is the exact date the Berg was born. Now, most of the festivities will feature historical and relevant commemorations, but Pittsburgh being Pittsburgh, you know, there will have to be a special sandwich, special beer, and no doubt a tailgate. For those of you celebrating Orthodox Christmas on January 6th, if you did, Merry Christmas a few days late. Our neighbors used to celebrate Orthodox Christmas with a pig roast in their driveway and some Slivovitz shots in the garage. Oh, man, that stuff will set you back. Just before the pig was ready to eat. And in true Pittsburgh style, I don't remember much of the religious aspect, but the shots and pulled pork were fantastic, even if the temperatures were below zero. By the way, they moved, and now we just celebrate by me taking down my nativity scenes in the house, wrapping Jesus, Mary, Joseph, the three wise men in newspaper, and giving them a rest in the attic for another 11 months. Speaking of giving it a rest, the Post-Gazette reports that the Shenango Coke Works cooked its last batch of pollution on Wednesday. So wash out your white shirt, have a shot of old frothing slosh, and I hope we still have enough steel to finish the bridge to nowhere. You have to be from here to understand that. I'm Stoney Richards, and that's this week's Letter from Home.
They're always making headlines, maybe telling white lies. They want to run the nation, the Kim Kardashians.
Time once again for another exciting episode of The Clintodashians. In today's episode, we visit Bill and Hillary at home.
This is amazing, Bill.
What are you talking about, Hillary? Your polling numbers?
No, these charges from Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, I've heard worse.
I know, but you've apologized and kept your hands to yourself.
I meant worse speeches, Hillary. I meant worse speeches.
Oh, well, right. But what are we going to do with this guy, Bill?
My mom always had a saying that If the fire ain't burning in your field, just keep a garden hose ready.
What? I never heard her say that, Bill.
It's all right, Hillary. I feel your anxiety. Oh, don't worry. I'll get up. I get it. Why, Bernie? Bernie Sanders, how's the burn? Pants on fire?
Very funny, Bill. I came over because I know that Hillary and I have our differences, but you've got to see this. Let me turn that TV channel. What is this?
It's a remote control, Bernie. The buttons are on the keypad.
Well, I'll be. We're going to have to get one at the cabin in Vermont. Anyway, look at this.
What you got there, Bernie?
It's Trump. He's got his own Make America Great Gossip channel. Just listen to what he's saying.
Now, I'm not sure, but I'm hearing that other countries say if you vote for anybody other than the front runner, which is me, Donald Trump, you put yourself in personal danger.
What is he talking about?
Just listen.
Now, as you know, I've never, ever, ever been wrong. And everybody will tell you that the North Koreans say, unless I am elected president, they will nuke the hell out of this country. And now, I don't know this for sure. But I also heard that Obama is going to have your guns rounded up the night before the election, and Ted Cruz is about to be deported. Now, I'm only saying.
Has he finally gone off the deep end?
Now, this may be totally off base, but I read in a blog somewhere that Bill Clinton is really an alien, and that if Hillary Clinton becomes president, she's going to ship us all off to Mars, which I understand is a very lonely planet with many business opportunities. But really, can America afford being sold to aliens? Which is why I need to build a dome, a huge dome.
Bill, I don't think we have anything to worry about. Bill? Bill, why are you wearing that pointed tinfoil hat on your head?
Klaatu, Narada, Dick, too.
What did he just call me?
Well, what did he just call me indeed? Aliens, Koreans, and scares, oh my. We're not in Kansas or Iowa anymore, are we, Dorothy?
And who's Dorothy?
Find out in our next exciting episode of The Clintodashian.
Friend, you got yourself onto the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast here on stoneyrichards.com and also free as a podcast on iTunes. It is that portion of the show where it's time once again for the evening sports dish. So let's get right to it, shall we? By about the time you hear this, or shortly thereafter, the Pittsburgh Steelers' unseemly resurrection that occurred late last Sunday night, but before 60 minutes immediately following the game, our Steelers could be printing up more Stairway to Seven t-shirts or just taking the stairway down to clean out their lockers. They almost didn't beat Cleveland, which really caused me to spill a lot of my Iron Cities on Sunday night, but then suddenly they almost grudgingly decided they'd better win, and win they did. What I truly didn't expect was the Jets to lose in so fine a fashion just before the Steelers-Browns game became a fait accompli. I'm not sure that is the correct usage of the term fait accompli, but I've been looking for a place to use it for a long time and thought this might just be the place. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir, as they say, which I'm sure doesn't fit either, but anon. Speaking of French, good God, the Penguins have brought a new level to losing, haven't they? Now they're losing, but with a lot of energy and drive. They're just not getting the breaks, as the players will tell you. What, is hockey supposed to be played after the team conducts a novena at Lourdes, hoping for a miracle? Not until I see a figure resembling Sister Teresa in the corner glass of Console Energy Center will I even begin to believe that the Penguins are going to make it into the NHL playoffs this year. I'm telling you, boys, that train is about ready to leave the station, and guess what? You ain't on it. On the brighter side, the Pirates have rebuilt their bullpen, adding Neftali Feliz, who I can't wait to celebrate when he steps up to the mound with my sign that says Feliz Navidad. Just think, we have Dean Martin singing, "When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie," when Francisco Cervelli steps up to the plate. Now we'll be able to play some Jose Feliciano in May when Neftali Feliz throws fire in the seventh inning. So, in keeping that in mind, my theme song for the Penguins will be The Doors' "This Is the End." And for the Steelers, well, it just has to be The Who and Won't Get Fooled Again. I'm Stoney Richards, and that's Sports from My Vantage Point. Hi in the booth!
Let's get out there and hit some people!
Well, there it is, friends. Time sure goes by fast when you're having fun, and I hope you did. That's my Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast, the first one of the new year of 2016. Thanks for joining us either on the website at stoneyrichards.com and on iTunes as a free podcast as well. You can always find us there, and comments are always welcome either on the website, stoneyrichards.com, or I'm on Twitter at Stoney Richard. So any one of those you can just, you know, go crazy with, and we love to hear from you. My thanks to Jeff Orbitz for putting up with my endless phone calls over the holidays, and of course our musical director, ladies and gentlemen, a big hand for Mr. Johnny Grieco. We'll have more for you the next time we sit down and do this again. But thanks for listening to the Stoney Richards Live from the Center podcast. Talk to you every Saturday on KDKA and here at stoneyrichards.com. Enjoy the week.